The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 7, text number 27, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on October 7th, 2015, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Iccha dvesha samutena.
Iccha dvesha samutena.
Dvandva mohena bharata.
Dvandva mohena bharata.
Sarabhutani sammohang.
Sarabhutani sammohang.
Sargeyanti parantapa.
Sargeyanti parantapa.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
O scion of Bharata, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, bewildered by dualities arisen from desire and hate. Purport. The real constitutional position of the living entity is that of subordination to the Supreme Lord, who is pure knowledge. When one is deluded into separation from this pure knowledge, he becomes controlled by the illusory energy and cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The illusory energy is manifested in the duality of desire and hate. Due to desire and hate, the ignorant person wants to become one with the Supreme Lord and envies Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pure devotees who are not deluded or contaminated by desire and hate can understand that Lord Sri Krishna appears by his internal potencies. But those who are deluded by duality and nescience think that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is created by material energies. This is their misfortune. Such deluded persons symptomatically dwell in dualities of dishonor and honor, misery and happiness, woman and man, good and bad, pleasure and pain, etc., thinking, this is my wife, this is my house, I am the master of this house, I am the husband of this wife. These are the dualities of delusion. Those who are so deluded by dualities are completely foolish and therefore cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Krishna is describing here the living entities who fall down into this material existence.
Krishna apibūdina gyvasias būtybės, kurios nupuola į materialią egzistenciją.
Just like the British poet Milton, he wrote one work called Paradise Lost.
Kaip vienas poetas Miltonas yra užrašęs prarastasis rojus.
So, originally we were inhabitants of the kingdom of God.
Taigi, kažkada seniai mes buvom dvasinio pasaulio gyventojai.
That is our actual identity.
Ir tai yra tikroji mūsų tapatybė.
But somehow we were envious of Krishna.
Bet vienaip ar kitaip, mums kilo pavydas Krishnai.
That why does he get to be the supreme? Why not me?
Kodėl jisai aukščiausias? Kodėl ne aš?
So Krishna fulfilled the desire of the living entity to think himself the supreme.
Taigi Krishna išpildo gyvosios būtybės troškimą galvoti, kad jinai yra aukščiausia.
By giving him a place where he can dream that he is the supreme.
Ir Krishna tai padaro duodamas, sukurdamas tam tikrą vietą, kurioje mes visi galim galvoti, kad esame aukščiausi.
Srila Prabhupada gives a nice example in this connection.
Srila Prabhupada labai gerą pavyzdį duoda.
There's a little girl.
Čia yra jauna mergina.
And she looks out the window at the moon.
Mergaitė, jinai žiūri per langą.
This girl, whatever she wants, her mother always gives her whatever she wants.
Ir ta mergaitė gauna visko iš mamos, ko tik užsimano.
So when she sees that beautiful moon out there in the sky,
ir jinai pamato tokį gražų mėnulį danguje,
she says, Mommy, give me.
Sako, mama, duok man tą mėnulį.
So can the mother give the moon to the child?
Ar mama gali duoti vaikui mėnulį?
That is not possible.
Neįmanoma.
But the mother wants to satisfy the child.
Bet mama nori patenkinti vaiką.
So she gives the child a mirror in the hand where the reflection of the moon is in the mirror.
Taigi, mama duoda veidrodį ranką vaikui ir tam veidrodį atsispindi mėnulis.
And the child feels, oh yes, now the moon is mine. I'm holding it in my hand.
Ir vaikas galvoja, va, aš turiu rankose mėnulį.
So in a similar way,
tokiu pat būdu,
the living being, he wants to be God.
Gyvoji būtybė užsimano būti Dievu.
Can he be God?
Ar jinai gali būti Dievu?
No.
Ne.
But he can be given the illusion that he is God.
Bet jam galima duoti iliuziją, kad jis yra Dievas.
And that way he finds some sense of satisfaction.
Ir tokiu būdu jis kažkiek apsiramina.
So does the little girl really have the moon in her hand?
Taigi ta mergaitė, ar jinai iš tiesų rankose laiko mėnulį?
Of course not.
Tikrai ne.
Will she think that she has the moon in her hand?
Bet ar jinai galvoja, kad jį turi?
For some time, yes.
Kurį laiką taip.
So for some time the living entity can dream that he is God.
Taigi, kurį laiką gyvoji būtybė gali galvot, kad yra Dievas.
He may say, well, people don't think they're God. How you can say this?
Galit paklaus, bet juk žmonės nesako, kad jie dievai. Kaip jūs taip gali teikti?
But actually, they do think that they're God.
Bet iš tikrųjų, jie taip galvoja.
God means the center of enjoyment.
Dievas reiškia pasimėgavimo centras.
Everybody thinks that they're the center of enjoyment.
Kiekvienas galvoja, kad jis yra pasimėgavimo centras.
Even take two little children.
Netgi du maži vaikai.
One child, he visits the child next door, his next door neighbor.
Vaikas nueina pas savo draugą kaimyną.
And he goes into the other child's bedroom.
Nueina jo kambarį.
And the other child has his toys.
Ir ten jo žaislai.
So the other child, he wants to play with the toys of the child whose house he's in.
Taigi jis nori savo draugo žaislais pažaisti.
And since he touches one toy, the child, he says, mine.
Ir kai tik paima savo draugo žaislą, jo draugas sako, ne, čia mano žaislas.
So even a little children, they think they're the center, you see.
Netgi maži vaikai galvoja, kad yra centras.
Or to speak of adults, it becomes even more pronounced when you become an adult.
O kai mes suaugome, ta savimonė dar daugiau sustiprėja.
So everyone has this delusion.
Taigi visi yra taip paklydę.
That they're the center of the world.
Ir visi galvoja, kad yra patys savo pasaulio centrai.
But we're not.
Bet mes nesam.
Krishna is the center.
Krishna yra centras.
God or Krishna is the center.
Dievas.
So the Krishna consciousness process.
Taigi, šitas Krishna sąmonės procesas.
Means you learn how to put Krishna back in the center.
Reiškia išmokti Krishna matyti centre vėl.
To avoid putting yourself in the center.
Ir nebestatyti savęs į centrą.
So it takes time.
Taigi, tam reikia laiko.
Even though I may realize I'm not the center,
net galiu ir suprast, kad nesu centras,
I still feel that I'm a center.
Bet visi jaučiuosi kaip centras.
If something pleases me, I think it is very good.
Jeigu kažkas man patinka, galvoju, kad tai gerai.
Something doesn't please me, I think it is very bad.
Jeigu kažkas man nepatinka, tai yra blogai.
But actually, that is not the standard of good and bad.
Bet tai nėra tikrasis standartas, kas yra gerai ir kas yra blogai.
The real standard is what pleases Krishna.
Tikrasis standartas yra tai, kas patinka Krishnai.
That's what is good.
Tai yra gerai.
I may think something is very bad.
Galiu galvoti, kad kažkas labai blogai yra.
But if it pleases Krishna, it is very good.
Bet jeigu tai patinka Krishnai, tai yra gerai.
I may think something is very good.
Ar galiu galvoti, kad kažkas yra labai gerai.
But if it displeases Krishna, it is very bad.
Bet jeigu Krishna tuo nepatenkintas, tai yra blogai.
So in this way we have to train ourselves how to be God conscious.
Tokiu būdu reikia išmokti būti Dievo sąmoningu.
By always seeing the standard of good and bad is what pleases or displeases the Lord.
Visą laiką vertina, kas yra gerai ir blogai pagal tai, ar tai patenkina Dievą ar ne.
It's not easy.
Ir tai nėra lengva.
Because for millions of lifetimes we are conditioned to putting ourselves in the center.
Nes milijonus gyvenimų mes esame sąlygoti savęs atitikti centrą.
But by the process of sadhana bhakti.
Bet sadhana praktikos dėka.
Given by the great acharyas.
Kurią mums duoda praeities mokytojai acharyas.
One can gradually come out of this illusion that I am the supreme.
Žmogus palaipsniui gali nubusti šitos iliuzijos, kad jis yra viso ko aukščiausias centras.
This is why Mayavadi philosophy is the greatest detriment.
the bad thing.
Todėl, būtent todėl, majavadiška filosofija yra didis blogis.
Because Mayavadi philosophy says, you are God.
Nes Mayavadžių filosofija yra tokia.
That, that's the very philosophy that got you here to begin with. That philosophy brought you to the material world to begin with.
Būtent ši filosofija jūs čia ir patalpino į šį materialų pasaulį.
So the idea of thinking that I am God it simply keeps you in this material existence.
Ir ta idėja, kad aš esu Dievas, mane paprasčiausiai laiko šitoje egzistencijoje.
That's why it's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. These Mayavadis who do great penances and austerities for thousands and millions of lifetimes.
Mayavadžiai, kurie atlieka didelės askezės ir atgailas tūkstančius metų.
To finally merge into Brahman.
Tam, kad įsilieti į Brahmaną.
What is that liberation?
Kas tas įsivadavimas?
Bhagavatam says, Vimukti maninas. It is simply a liberation of the mind only.
Bhagavatam tokį įsivadavimą vadina tik tai įsivadavimo prote.
They think themselves liberated.
Jie galvojasi esą įsivadavę.
But actually they are still caught up in the material nature.
Bet iš tiesų vis dar gyvena materialioj gamtoj.
So if someone tells you that I'm God, you're God, we're all God.
Taigi, jeigu kažkas jums sako, kad aš esu Dievas, tu esi Dievas ir mes visi esam Dievas.
You should try to defeat his philosophy.
Jūs pamėginkite nugalėti jo filosofiją.
Back in the 70s, when I joined the movement,
kuomet aš prisijungiau prie šito judėjimo 70-aisiais,
this was the popular philosophy of all the hippies.
Visi hipiai šitą filosofiją šnekėjo.
I had heard many hippies say, I am God.
Sutikau ne vieną hippie, kuris sakė, aš esu Dievas.
When I was giving out prasadam at the University of Florida,
vieną kartą Floridos universitete aš dalinau prasadą.
And one hippie came up and he said, I am God.
Ir vienas dievi hippies ir sako, aš esu Dievas.
So I said, oh really?
Aš jo paklausiu, tikrai?
And tell me when I was born. God knows everything. Tell me when I was born.
Pasakyk man tada, kada aš gimiau, juk Dievas turėtų tai žinot.
The rascal could not say. So, you know, it's all nonsense.
Taigi, tai yra nesąmonė.
My temple president, Amarendra Prabhu,
mano šventybės prezidentas,
he was a very, he was a great philosophical debater.
Jisai buvo tikras filosofinis debatų lyderis.
And he would sometimes argue out on the campus with these Mayavadis. So powerfully.
Taip galingai.
That 300 or 400 students would gather around to hear the debate.
Kad 300 studentų apsupdavo pasiklausyti debatų.
So he was very interested well, how to defeat this Mayavadi philosophy.
Ir jisai norėjo šitą Mayavadžių filosofiją nugalėti.
So my Amarendra Prabhu, he's my temple president at the time.
Taigi, tuometinis mano šventybės prezidentas.
He met with Prabhupada in Chicago.
Sutiko Prabhupada Čikagoje.
And he said, Prabhupada, what if they say that I am God, but I admit I'm in the material existence, but I am God.
Ir Prabhupada paklausė, ką sakyti tiems, kurie sako, kad aš esu Dievas?
It may appear that I'm suffering here, you know, as a student or as a worker, like I'm an ordinary person. It may appear that I'm suffering here.
Ir tik taip atrodo, kad aš kaip studentas kankinuosi.
But actually, this is just my lila.
Iš tikrųjų, čia tik mano lila vaidinimas.
It's just a lila.
Tik tai mano lila.
To be a student or a worker, you know, it's just a lila. I'm having a lila here.
Toks mano žaidimas, būti darbininku ar studentu.
So he said, Prabhupada, what should we say to them if they say that I'm God, but to be in the cycle of birth and death, it's simply a lila I'm displaying right now.
Ką tokiems atsakyti, paklausė Prabhupadas.
How will we defeat that argument? And Prabhupada told him this. He said, tell them that you are God, I accept.
Sakyk jiems taip, taip, tu esi Dievas, pripažįstu.
And that you're caught being here in the cycle of birth and death as a lila, I accept them.
Ir priimu, kad tavo lila yra čia dirbti, gimimo ir mirčių rate suktis.
But I am also God.
Bet aš irgi esu Dievas.
And my lila is to kick you in the face.
Ir mano lila spirti tau.
That's what Prabhupada told him.
Taip, poras Prabhupada jam pasakė.
So, these my bodies are meant to be defeated, you see.
Taigi, Mayavadžių filosofija reikia nugalėti.
I encounter them in my e-course. I encounter them a lot. There's many Mayavadis in India.
Indijoje labai daug yra Mayavadžių.
In fact, that's the, where Mahavada philosophy comes from, Shankaracharya, you know.
Būtent iš Indijos, iš Shankaracharyos ir kyla šita filosofija.
But Shankaracharya renounced the Mahavada philosophy.
Bet pats Shankaracharya šitos filosofijos įkūrėjas atmetė ją.
Do you know why he introduced it to begin with?
Tą filosofiją jis apskritai sukūrė.
I can give you the philosophical history of India, why Mahavada philosophy was introduced into India by Shankaracharya.
Filosofinė Indijos istorija.
When Krishna was here, the Vaishnavism was very strong, of course.
Kuomet, seniai, prieš 5000 metų, Krishna buvo šioje žemėje, Vaishnavizmas buvo labai stipri tradicija.
But then that rascal boy, Sringi,
bet šitas nekšelis Šringis,
he cursed Maharaj Parikshit.
Prakeikė Maharaja Parikshit.
And put an end to the Vedic dynasty, you see.
Ir nuo to laiko visa vedinė dinastija.
The whole thing faded out after that.
Palaipsniui degradavo.
And the Kali Yuga came in full force.
Ir Kali Yuga pilnai įsigalėjo.
It got so bad.
Situacija buvo tokia prasta.
That the Brahmins were engaged in cow-killing.
Kad šventikai Brahmanai pradėjo žudyti karves.
And they did so on the plea of Vedas.
Ir tai darydavo prisidengdami Vedomis.
They said the Vedas allow cow-killing, and so we're doing, it's a Vedic thing to kill cow.
Jie sakydavo, kad tai vedinė tradicija žudyti karves.
Can you imagine how much they got off the trail?
Įsivaizduokite, kaip jie stipriai buvo nuklydę.
Because in the Treta Yuga it's described,
nes apibūdinta, kad Treta Yuga,
that they would do great sacrificial ceremonies.
Žmonės atlikdavo didelius aukojimus.
They would take an old cow and they would put the cow in the sacrificial fire.
Seną karvę ir patalpindavo į aukos areną.
While chanting Vedic mantras, and that cow would come out as a calf, a young calf. So it wasn't cow killing at all. It was cow rejuvenation. Just imagine if we, if ISKCON could do that now, you see. Have all the old people, all the senior citizens come. And we'll do some yagya.
Padaryti ritualą yagya.
And you all become teenagers, you see.
Ir visi taps jaunuoliai.
It's going to become very popular.
Mes tapsime labai populiarūs.
Turn all the old people into teenagers.
Visus senukus atjauninti, jeigu galėtų.
So they were able to do this. The Brahmins are able to do this with the old cows.
Senais laikais šventikai galėdavo taip daryti su senom karvėm.
They weren't killing them at all.
Jie jų tikrai nežudydavo.
They're rejuvenating the old cows.
Jie jas atjaunindavo.
So in the beginning days of Kali Yuga, they were saying, "Oh, these Brahmins, they were killing cows, so we can kill ours, kill the cows and eat the flesh."
Taigi, kai prasidėjo Kali Yuga, prasidėdami tokiais aukojimais, žmonės ėmė paprasčiausiai karvę žudyti.
So Lord Buddha, being very compassionate, actually Krishna, he's an incarnation of Krishna.
Todėl apsireiškė Krishnas inkarnacija Buddha.
But out of great compassion upon these poor suffering cows, Lord Buddha came. And he said, the Vedas are false. Why are you following Vedas? If you cause suffering to another creature, that suffering will come back to you. Everything is void, it's all zero.
Viskas yra nulis.
But you're creating this bad karma for yourself by killing these animals.
Bet jūs sukūrėte blogą karmą, kankindami šitos gyvūnus.
Therefore, you must become non-violent.
Todėl jums reikia atsisakyti prievartos prieš kitus.
Now, when the emperor Ashok,
ir imperatorius Ashoka,
when he became a follower of Buddha,
kuomet jis pasidarė Budos pasekėju,
then it became the state religion, you see.
Tai tapo visos valstijos religija.
Buddhism became so powerful. Vaishnava, the whole Vedic culture was completely finished.
Ir visa vedinė Vaishnava kultūra buvo visiškai pabaigta.
And all of India became Buddhist.
Ir visa Indija, visa tapo Buddhist.
And Buddhism went all the way to China, went all the way to Southeast Asia, everywhere in that part of the world. Buddhism was everywhere.
Ir budizmas pasklido po Azijos ir kitus kraštus.
So now there's no Vedic culture then.
Taigi, nebuvo jokios vedinės kultūros.
But at least the cows are not being killed.
Bet bent jau karvių nieks nežudė.
So Krishna then instructed Lord Shiva that you should appear as Shankaracharya and defeat Buddhism and bring the Vedic culture back. So the Buddhists say everything is zero. Shankara taught a compromise between Vaishnavism and Buddhism.
O Shankara šnekėjo kompromisinę filosofiją tarp Vaishnavizmo ir Budizmo.
Everything is one. It's not zero, it's one.
Viskas yra vienas.
They couldn't accept the personal God. It was too much. They were atheists.
Bet jiem nebuvo lengva priimti Dievo kaip asmenybės, nes jie buvo ateistai.
Just consider this. Let's say you have an atheist friend.
Pavyzdžiui, turi draugą ateistą.
He says, I don't believe in God. There is no God.
Sako, netikiu Dievu. Dievo nėra.
But if you give him some Mayavadi philosophy, he might get attracted.
Bet jeigu jam papasakosi Mayavadišką filosofiją, jisai...
Well, you don't say that there is... You say there is no God.
Ne, tu sakai, kad Dievo nėra.
But... What if I told you that you are God?
Bet kas, jeigu pasakyčiau, kad tu esi Dievas?
You think you might be able to believe in God then?
Ar patikėtum Dievu tada?
Well, if I get to be God, yeah, I can believe in God.
Jo, aš tai filosofijos galiu
tikėti. You see? So my body philosophy says you are God. So the Buddha said, okay, if I get to be God, then it's okay. I'll go ahead and I'll accept this philosophy. So Shankaracharya was able to bring back Vedic culture. With a compromised presentation of the Vedic wisdom. Based on expert word jugglery of the Vedanta Sutra.
Tai jisai padarė, darydamas labai profesionaliai, žongliruodamas žodžiais.
Pushing forward this idea that God is formless, God is impersonal, etc.
Kalbėdamas apie tą idėją, kad Dievas neturi formos, kad Dievas yra...
And Buddhism was completely driven out of India.
Ir jo dėka budizmas buvo visiškai išstumtas.
How many Buddhists do you find in India nowadays?
Kiek dabar budistų rastumėte Indijoje?
Practically no Buddhists in India.
Nei vieno.
This is because Shankaracharya was very powerful.
Todėl, kad Shankaracharya labai galingas buvo pamokslautojas.
So now they're all impersonalists.
Taigi, dabar vietoj budistų visi
he reestablishes the Varnashram system.
Jie vėl įkūrė Varnashramo sistemą.
He reestablishes faith in the Vedic scriptures.
Jie vėl turėjo tikėjimą į Vedų raštus.
But it's all based on the Mayavadi conception that I'm God, you're God, we're all God.
Bet viską vertino per Mayavadišką prizmę, kad aš esu Dievas.
So, then before Shankaracharya departed,
ir prieš Shankaracharya išeinant iš šio pasaulio,
he reversed himself philosophically.
Jis pats filosofiškai apsivertė.
He addressed all of his thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers.
Jis kreipėsi savo šimtus tūkstančių pasiekėjų.
Millions of followers.
Milijonus pasiekėjų.
Bhajagovindam, 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 Udhamate. Prapte sanahite marne. In this way, he said, just worship Govinda, just worship Govinda, just worship Govinda.
Jis kreipėsi juos prašydamas, kad garbinkit Govinda, garbinkit Govinda, garbinkit Govinda.
Your grammatical knowledge and word jugglery will not save you at the time of death.
Jūsų filosofinis supratimas ir žodžių žongliravimas neišgelbės jūsų mirties akimirką.
But they didn't take it.
Bet jie to nepriėmė.
They were not pure enough to accept it, you see.
Jie nebuvo pakankamai tyri, kad galėtų taip priimti.
So then later on, great Vaishnavacharyas came, Madhvacharya.
Bet toliau istorijoje apsireiškia keturi didieji čariai,
Ramanujacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, and finally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came.
Ir galų gale Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a brilliant and absolutely brilliant in every way.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu yra tiesiog deimantas visais aspektais.
You see, there's in logic there's what's called thesis and antithesis and synthesis.
Logikoje yra vadinami tokie terminai kaip tezė, antitezė ir sintezė.
So the thesis was given by Buddha.
Taigi, Buddha davė tezę.
Everything is zero.
Viskas yra nulis.
You see. And the antithesis was given by Shankaracharya. Everything is one.
O Shankaracharya davė antitezę. Viskas yra viena.
And then Lord Chaitanya synthesized them. Everything is one and different.
Jo, šilo, o viešpatė Šitanė padarė sintezę, kad viskas yra viena ir skirtinga tuo pat metu.
So he took the philosophy, he combined all the philosophies into the synthesis of Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy.
Taigi jis apjungė visas filosofijas į Gaudiya Vaishnava filosofijos sintezę.
We accept that everything is different.
Mes priimam, kad viskas turi įvairovę.
And we accept that everything is one.
Ir priimam, kad viskas yra viena.
Simultaneously.
Tuo pat metu.
This is called a chincha beda beda tattva.
Šita filosofija vadinama atšinti bėda bėda tatva.
The absolute truth is simultaneously inconceivably one and different.
Absoliuti tiesa tuo pat metu yra ir vieninga ir skirtinga.
So in this way, one can understand things properly.
Tokiu būdu galima tinkamai suvokti viską.
Qualitatively we are one with God.
Kokybiškai mes visiškai tapatus Dievui.
God is eternal.
Dievas yra amžinas.
We are also eternal.
Mes irgi amžini.
God is full of knowledge.
Dievas pilnas žinojimo.
We are also full of knowledge.
Mes irgi pilnas
žinojimo. In our liberated state.
Savo pabudusioje sąmonėje.
God is full of bliss.
Dievas pilnas palaimos.
We are also full of bliss.
Mes taip pat.
Those qualities, Satchitananda, are possessed both by the Supreme Person and by the individual living entities.
Šitas savybės turi ir Dievas, ir visos gyvosios būtybės.
Just like a drop of water has the same chemical composition as the entire ocean.
Lygiai taip pat, kaip vienas lašas iš vandenyno turės tą pačią cheminę sudėtį, kaip ir pats vandenynas.
Chemically, the constitution is the same.
Chemiškai, jų konstitucija ta pati.
Constitutionally, the ocean and the drop are the same.
Konstituciškai šiuo klausimu vandenynas ir lašas vien ir tas pat.
Qualitatively one.
Kokybiškai tapatus.
But quantitatively different.
Bet kiekybiškai skiriasi.
You can float a battleship in the ocean, but not in a drop of water.
Gali tanklaivį plukdyti vandenyne, bet tikrai ne laše vandens.
So we are qualitatively one with God.
Taigi, kokybiškai mes tapatus.
And quantitatively different.
Bet kiekybiškai skiriamės nuo jo.
So in this way, this is the perfection. This is the perfection of philosophy.
Tokia yra filosofijos, toks yra filosofijos tobulumas.
We accept the good aspects of all teachings.
Iš visų mokymų priimam geruosius aspektus.
And we have the perfect philosophy that describes everything in full.
Ir turime tokią filosofiją, kuri tobulai viską apibūdina.
Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy does not leave anything undescribed. It includes everything.
Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy apibūdina viską.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Taigi paklausiu, kokie jums kyla klausimai?
Noriu paklausti, ar galima melstis krikščioniškomis maldomis, norint priartėti prie Dievo, bet kodėl Mahamantra yra geriau?
I want to ask if it is possible to pray to God in different prayers, for example, like Christians praying, and why Hare Krishna mantra is better way to pray.
As long as the mood of pure devotion is there, it doesn't matter if you pray Hare Krishna or you pray and as Jesus prays, our Father, he says, thy will be done and not my will be done. That's the same mood of chanting Hare Krishna.
Tol, kol išlaikoma tyro atsidėjimo nuotika, nėra skirtumo, ar tu melsiesi Hare Krishna, ar tu melsiesi krikščionišką maldą, kaip Jėzus sakė, tebūnie tavo valia, o ne mano valia.
We never say that people have to chant Hare Krishna.
Mes niekad nesakom, kad žmonės turi kartuoti Hare Krishna.
But we say you have to pray in a mood of pure devotion.
That's mes sakom, kad melstis reikia tyro atsidėjimo
If a Christian chants in a Christian way, in a mood of pure devotion, a Muslim chants in a pure way, in a mood of pure devotion to the Supreme Person and a devotee of Krishna, it's the same thing.
Jeigu krikščionis meldžiasi krikščioniškom maldom, jeigu musulmonas meldžiasi savo maldom, bet su tyro atsidimo nuotaika, tai vien ir tas pat.
We never say you have to change religions.
Niekad nesakom, kad reikia keisti religiją.
But actually, we're not a religion.
Bet iš tikrųjų, mes nesam religija.
It's not, there's no question, like I'm a Christian, you see.
Iš tikrųjų, aš esu krikščionis.
I'm a dedicated Christian.
Esu atsidavęs krikščionis.
I was born and raised as a Christian.
Buvau užaugintas kaip krikščionis.
But I got off the track, you see.
Bet nuklydau.
But then Prabhupada brought me back on the track.
Bet Prabhupada grįžino mane į kelią.
I'm a better Christian now than I was when I was going to church when I was a kid.
Dabar esu geresnis krikščionis nei vaikystėje, kada jau bažnyčia.
So whatever your religion is, will make you perfect in that religion.
Taigi, kad ir kokią religiją tu priklausai, tap tobulas toj tradicijoje.
We are teaching the science of God.
Mes mokame Dievo mokslo.
Which applies to Christians, Hindus, Jews, Sikhs, Jains, Buddhists, everyone.
Kuris pritaikomas bet kokioj tradicijoje.
Prabhupada said worship Krishna, worship Jesus, or worship Buddha, that's all right, but do it perfectly.
Prabhupada sako, garbink Krishna, Jėzų arba Buddha, bet daryk tai tobulai.
We have Christian ministers who are initiated Hare Krishna devotees.
Mes turime krikščionių kunigų, kurie yra inicijuoti bhakti mūsų tradicijai.
They don't tell their congregation, of course.
Jie tai nepasakoja savo kongregacijai.
But secretly, I know in North Carolina is initiated Hare Krishna devotee is a Baptist minister.
Šiaurės Karolinoje yra inicijuotas Hare Krishna atsidavęs, kuris yra baptistų kunigas.
He chants his japa secretly at home.
Ir pasislėpęs namie japa kartoja.
So, this is not a question of this religion or that religion. You
nėra klausimas, ar ši ar ši religija.
We will teach you how to be a pure devotee Christian, a pure devotee Muslim, whatever your religion is. We'll teach you how to become a pure devotee in that way. But pure devotion is one thing.
Kad ir kokioj tu religijai būsim, mes norim tave išmokinti tapti tyro atsidavusiu. Ir tai yra viena ir tas pats visose religijose.
What do you call the sun in the Lithuanian language?
Kaip jūs saulė vadinate Lietuvoje? Saulė.
Sale, okay. So I say it's the sun.
Aš sakau, sun.
And you say, no, it's sale.
Ne, jūs sako, saulė.
I say, okay, let's fight.
Tai muškinės.
It's a sun.
Saulė.
No, it's sale.
Ne, sun.
It's a sun.
Sun,
pull
sun.
Out some gun.
Susišaudo.
You see? See how stupid that is?
Kvaila.
So whether you say Krishna or Christ, what's the difference?
Taigi, ar Krishna ar Kristus, koks skirtumas?
Prabhupada said, actually, Prabhupada said the word Krishna, the word Christ, comes from the Greek word Christos, which comes from the Sanskrit word Krista, which is another way of saying Krishna. So, you know, we don't fight over these kind of things. It's stupid to fight over
them.
Anybody who fights over this, they don't understand what is actual religion.
Tie, kas kovoja dėl tokių dalykų, nesupranta apskritai.
They're not practicing real religion.
Jie nepraktikuoja religiją.
They're engaged in religiosity.
Jie užsiima religingumu.
Not in religion.
Bet ne religija.
Religion is one thing.
Religija yra viena.
To become a lover of that supreme person who is the source of everything.
Kuris viso ko šaltinis.
Whether you call him Krishna, Allah, or Jehovah, or Christ, there's only one person who is the source of all existence. And when you develop love for him, you are perfect. Whether you're a Christian, a Hare Krishna, a Jew, whatever you are, when you develop love for that supreme person, you are perfect.
That's all.
Does that answer your question?
Ar atsakiau tavo klausimą?
What do you mean by develop a love for that person?
Ką reiškia įsiugyti meilę tais visą ko šaltinių tais asmenybei?
Well, if I tell my wife, my dear wife, I love you.
Jeigu aš pasakysiu, brangi žmona, myliu tave.
And she's sick and she's not able to wash the dishes.
O jinai serga ir negali nieko padaryti su indais nešvariais.
And I just go bowling anyway with my buddies and leave her there with the dirty dishes even though she's sick.
O aš išeinu su savo draugais bowlingo žaisti.
Is that love?
Ar čia meilė?
No. Love means service.
Ne, meilė tai yra tarnystė.
If I love you, I will do anything and everything to please you.
Jeigu myliu tave, tai darysiu viską, kad tave patenkint.
So love of God means that you do what is pleasing to God.
Taigi, meilė Dievui reiškia, jis daro tik tai, kas jį patenkina.
And what is pleasing to God, that we can study from the scriptures.
O kas jį patenkina, galima sužinoti iš šventraščių.
If you really love God, you will obey the scriptural injunctions.
Jeigu tikrai myli Dievą, tu seksi šventraščių pamokymą.
This is one of the beef we have with the Christians.
Tokį ginčią mes ir turim su krikščioniu.
The Bible gives the injunction, you're not supposed to kill.
Pavyzdžiui, Biblija sako, žudyt nereiktų.
But yet they're eating meat from the slaughterhouse.
Bet jie valgo mėsą iš skerdyklų.
We don't object to their meat eating.
Mes neprieštaravom prieš mėsos valgymą.
If they let the animals die naturally.
Jeigu gyvūnai numirė natūraliai.
But if an animal is killed, and you eat that flesh,
ir tu valgi tą mėsą,
you are an accomplice to the murder.
Tu esi kaip žudikas.
So, this is what the beef we have with this beef issue is a big beef we have with the Christians, you see.
Tokį ginčią apie mėsą mes turime su krikščionimis.
They go to church.
Ar jie eina į bažnyčią?
And after church they go to McDonald's.
O po bažnyčios eina į McDonald'ą.
So this is sinful.
Ir tai yra nuodėmė.
You cannot eat the flesh of murdered animals.
Negali valgyti mėsos.
And be a religious person.
Ir būti to pat metu religijos.
If you want to be a true Christian, you have to become a vegetarian.
Nori būti tikras krikščionis, būk vegetarian.
Or a true Muslim, you have to become vegetarian.
Nori būti tyras
One cannot eat meat and develop from murdered animals and develop love of God. It's not possible. These animals are your brothers and sisters. Can you eat your brother or your sister and please your father? It's not possible. Oh, my father, my dear father, guess what? I had my little brother for lunch today. I love you, my father. You killed your little brother and had him for lunch? And you say you love me? You rascal! You killed my son and ate him. You see, that this is what they're doing. They're killing their own brothers and sisters.
They don't have consciousness.
They argue the animals don't have any consciousness. They're just little machines, like a wind-up doll. I discussed this with my Christian parents. My dad said, "Son, the animals don't have souls." I said, "Dad, what about the family dog?" He said, "Well, all the animals except for the family dog, they don't have souls." Just see, you know, there's no philosophy, it's just sentiment. Their pet dog, if you ate their pet dog, they call the police on you. They killed my dog and ate him. You see? My dog, my beloved dog, they killed him. Actually, in China, eating dog is a very good thing. You go down to the pet, you go down to the store, you buy. They have a dog in the window, you see. They go down, they buy a dog, and they take it home, and they kill it and eat it. That's a standard culture in China. It's very, what a nice dog you have. Yeah, I'm going to have him for dinner. You know. That's considered socially acceptable behavior in China. You kill a dog and eat him for lunch. You see? So, you know, if you want to become spiritual, you cannot torture living entities. You know what these rascals do? They make it as if the animals don't mind. When I was a kid, there was used to be an ad on television. First, it was called Tuna Fish. Do you know what tuna fish is? A type of fish. Tuna fish. So, it showed this tuna fish, and every time they came to catch the tuna fish, to take them off to the slaughterhouse and cut them up and put them in the cans, they always left this one behind. He never got chosen to be slaughtered. And he always lamented, "Oh, they're just leaving me here in the water. They're not taking me off to cut me up and put me in a can." "Oh, yeah, but sorry, Charlie." I think they would say, "Sorry, Charlie." Yeah, but that was the ad. It showed the fish. He wanted to be caught and killed, but somehow he didn't. Every time he got spared, he felt left out. "They don't love me. They're not taking me to kill me and eat me."
There was such a reklama that he pagauna žuvį ir ją tenais į skardinę įdeda. Bet viena žuvis vis lieka, jas nepagauna ir liūdė, "O ne, manęs į skardinę nededa."
So in this way they make false propaganda, you see.
Tokiu būdu yra daroma propaganda.
They cover up the horrible atrocities they commit in the slaughterhouse.
Kaip baisiausius nusikaltimus, kuriuos atlieka skerdyklose.
They put it where you don't hear the screams of the animals, the terrorized screams of the animals. They put it somewhere where nobody hears it. You see, it's horrible how the animals are screaming in terror. They're being murdered. And they make McDonald's, you know. They glamorize it, the double arches. Ronald McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's a horrible demoniac culture.
Tai visiškai demoniška kultūra.
That allows these animals to be killed.
Kuri leidžia tos gyvūnus žudyti.
This movement has been, and Krishna has appeared in the form of the Hare Krishna movement.
Krishna apsireiškęs kaip Hare Krishna judėjimas.
To put a stop to these atrocities.
Yra tam, kad sustabdyti šitus dalykus.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas. Yeah. Gal mokytas galėtų pakomentuoti vietą šventražiuose, kur viešpat Šyva atskleidžia, kad Majavados filosofija yra suklaidinti žmonėms skirta, nu, demonams. Ir kodėl ji buvo skleidžiama.
There is something in the scriptures written where Lord Shiva explains why he came as Lord Shankaracharya. Maybe you can comment and explain that.
Yeah, I can give me your email address. I'll send you the exact references. It's there in the scriptures, yeah.
Doc,
just send me an email, you know my email address? sda@backtohome.com. I'll be happy to look it up and give you the exact verse.
Yeah.
Next question, yeah.
In the science of God or science of religion, side by side, there is a lot of stories that are very didactic in nature.
Stories that are
didactic, like
sattvic?
Didactic.
Didactic?
Supposed to teach you a lesson.
Yeah.
A moral lesson. Or some sort of example of philosophy.
Okay.
And for some people it may appear like the story is very fantastic, for example, like why shouldn't we don't eat like garlic and onion, like that, you know, like for example this kind of story or other kind of stories. So how to understand and how to have faith in even Krishna's pastimes that are as well like quite fantastic, like we don't see happening in our day-to-day reality.
Yeah.
Sure, Scott.
How to have faith in Krishna's pastimes are real.
Kaip turėti tikėjimą, kad įvairios istorijos šventrašiuose yra tikros, o ne kažkokio tai tikrai pamokymo forma pateiktos.
Yeah, Prabhupada one time made a comment like that, he said.
Vieną kartą šilo Prabhupada pakomentavo.
Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill.
Jis sako, Krishna pakėlė Govardhano kalną.
And you were thinking, maybe.
O jūs galvojat, gal.
Yeah, you got the point, maybe, yeah. So how do we get out of this maybe consciousness? Well, I can tell you the real truth in this regard. If you have to qualify yourself to personally experience it.
Tu turi kvalifikuoti save tiek, kad asmeniškai tai patirtum betarpiškai.
When you become a pure devotee, you can actually see Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill.
Kai tapsi tyras atsidavęs, tu galėsi matyti, kaip Krishna pakelia Govardhano kalną.
You can see all of his pastimes.
Visus jo žaidimus galėsi pamatyti.
So you have to qualify yourself to see Krishna directly.
Taigi, turi kvalifikuoti save, kad galėtum Dievą Krishna matyti tiesiogiai.
And then your faith will be completely strong.
Tada tavo tikėjimas bus tikrai tvirtas.
So there's a nice example given this connection.
Yra geras pavyzdys.
Let's say you don't have a smartphone and you don't have a map.
Pavyzdžiui, neturi nei žemėlapio, nei telefono.
And you're driving to a strange city to find a friend.
Ir važiuoji į svetimą tavo miestą, kad draugą sutikti.
You have his address.
Turi adresą.
But you have no idea where the street is.
Bet neįsivaizduoji, kur tokia gatvė.
So how do you find the street?
Kaip rasi tą gatvę?
You have no map, you don't have a GPS, you don't have a smartphone. How do you find the street?
Neturi nei navigacijos, nei žemėlapio.
You just keep driving around in random and hope you'll find it?
Važinėsi ir ieškosi.
Now you ask somebody.
Ne, tu paklausi.
So how do you know that the person really knows?
Ir kaip žinot, ar tas, kurio tu klausi, žino, ką tu sakai?
Sometimes people give directions as if they know what they're talking about. The directions are false.
Kartais žmonės atsako, reikti žinoti, bet iš jų
nėra. How do you know if it's true or not?
Ir nuveda tave kažkur.
Well, you could, you know, ask some, maybe some drunkard, you know,
kokia pijoka,
dirty drunkard. You probably wouldn't want to ask him. You probably doesn't know.
Neklaustum pijoka.
You have to use your own intelligence.
Reikia ir intelektą savo panaudoti.
This person appears to be honest and intelligent.
Šitas atrodo kaip sąžiningas ir protingas.
You judge by your own, you know, your own perception, your own intelligence.
Tu vertini pagal save.
Let me ask him.
Paklausi jo.
Because you're not absolutely sure that it's correct.
Nesi visiškai tikras, kad jis.
But you say, okay, I'll try this person's directions and see what happens.
Bet atrodo patikimai, pabandysiu.
He says you go five blocks down here and you'll see, Main Street. You make a right on Main Street, you go six blocks and there'll be Elm, make a left on Elm Street.
Jis sako, va čia penkis kvartalus į tą pusę, pamatysi ten tokią parduotuvę, pasuki į kairę, dar tris kvartalus ir ten pamatysi.
See, okay, I'll give it a try. So you go five blocks and sure enough, there's Main Street.
Tu paini penkis blokus, iš tikrųjų.
Wow, maybe he really does know what he's talking about.
Sakė, tas ir stovė.
There's Main Street.
He said
to make a right on Main Street.
Taigi, tu pasuki,
you go five blocks and make a left on Elm.
Ir tada sutinki kitą parduotuvę.
And you go five blocks and there's Elm Street.
Ir dar penkis blokus ir vėl rindikaisis.
And he gave you other directions as well. And at every step, what he said was correct.
Ir kiekviename žingsnė tai, ką tau tas žmogus sakė, pasitvirtina.
So finally you say, I'm sure this guy knew what he was talking about because every step was correct.
Galų galėtų, žinai, kad tikrai, tas žmogus,
so I'm sure his directions will get me there, you see. And sure enough, there you are, your friend's house. So in this way, you have to find somebody who appears to know what they're talking about. Find somebody who appears to be a bona fide spiritual master. And take some directions from him and check it out. See if the directions work. And if they do work, then your faith becomes stronger.
Ir jeigu jie veikia, tavo tikėjimas taps įtvirtesnis.
And if they continue, all the instructions continue to work, then your faith becomes even stronger.
Ir jeigu jie nurodo keliu ir kiekvieną kartą pasitvirtina.
And finally, even before you're able to see Krishna face to face,
galų gale, tavo tikėjimas augs ir galų gale,
you become convinced, yes, this person is a bona fide guru. He definitely knows what he's talking about. By following him, I am sure I will see Krishna. I'm sure that day will come when I will see Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill.
Tavo tikėjimas juo labai sustiprės ir tu tapsi tikras, kad sekdamas šitais pamokymais, tu Krishna pamatysi akis į akį.
There's your answer.
Toks atsakymas.
Next question, yeah.
Dear Spiritual Master, I heard you said that a pure devotee sees everyone as his master. Did I understand correctly?
What is that?
Ar teisingai supratau, kad mokytojas sakė, kad tyras atsidavęs kiekvieną mato kaip jo šeimininką?
You mentioned that pure devotees see everyone as his master. Can you explain about that?
Yes. Prabhupada says the spiritual master sees his disciples as his masters.
Taip, netgi dvasinis mokytojas savo mokinius mato kaip savo mokytojus.
Because he has to serve them by taking them back to Krishna.
Nes jis jiems tarnauja, juos grąžindamas atgal pas Dievą.
That's how Prabhupada explains it.
Taip šio Prabhupada paaiškina.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Yeah.
Sakoma, kad visas religijos kalba, jeigu žmogaus ta religija neatveda prie Dievo meilės, tai nėra bevertė religija. Ir visos religijos kalba, esmė visų religijų yra ta pati, atvesti žmogų prie meilės Dievui. Bet labai mažai religijų kalba iš vis, kas tai yra meilė Dievui. Ir mano klausimas būtų toks, ar kaip man gauti tą meilę Dievui. Šventrašiai rašoma, kad vienintelis kelias yra gauti meilę Dievui tik tais iš to, kuris turi tą meilę. Tai klausimas būtų, ar daugiau jokio kelio nėra, kai tik gauti iš to, kas ją turi. Šventrašiai pamini, kad meilė turi dvasinį mokytoją ir visą parampaną. Tai mokytas tegul atsako, ar iš tikrųjų daugiau neįmanoma tą viešpaties meilę gauti tik tais iš mokytojų ir iš parampanos visos.
All religions is speaking that the goal of life is to awaken love of God.
And also it is said that to get the love of God you can get from one who has it. And scriptures write that they have this love of God. It is true that there is no other way to get this love.
It's by the mercy of Guru and Krishna that one is able to develop pure love of Krishna.
Tai mokytojo ir Krishnos malonė žmogus išsiugdo meilę Dievui.
Anya bilashita shunyam gyana karma danavitam anukuyena Krishna nushilam bhakti uttama. One should engage in pure devotional service.
Turėtų žmogus užsiimti transcendentinę tarnystę.
Free from any contamination of material desires.
Visiškai laisvas nuo bet kokių materialių troškimų.
Such as fruitive activities or mental speculation.
Nuo įvairiausių spekuliacijų ir siekimo asmeninės naudos.
That is called pure devotional service.
Tai yra vadinama transcendentinė tarnystė.
So it's something you have to get from someone who has it, that's a fact.
Taigi faktas, kad kažką gali gauti iš to, kas tai turi.
You can't get it by mental speculation.
Negali gauti tiesiog išsigalvodamas.
Pantastako tishata vatsara prambagam yo vayoratapi manaso muni bangavanam so piyasti yad prapapachanya vachanta tatte govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord.
Garbinu Govinda, pirmini viešpatį.
Only the tip of the toe of whose lotus feet
kurio lotoso pėdos pirštelis
is approached by the yogis
yra pasiekiamas jogo
who aspire after the transcendental
kurie yra tikri transcendentalistai
and betake themselves to pranayama
ir užsiima pranayamos procesu
by drilling the respiration
sustabdydami savo kvėpavimą
extending over thousands of millions of years
gyvendami milijonus ir tūkstančius metų.
Or by the gyanis,
arba gyani,
who try to find out the non-differentiated Brahman,
kurie ieško vienodo Brahmano,
by the process of elimination of the mundane.
Eliminacijos procesu.
So these others are trying to get it.
Taigi, yra įvairiausių būdų bandyti.
By mental speculation,
spekuliuojant,
by yogic siddhis,
yoginės mistinėmis galimis.
But Brahmanji, who is this, our original guru in our Sampradaya,
mūsų Sampradajos, pirminis guru Brahma,
he says they can go on for thousands of millions of years in doing the yogic system or the gyanic system and still they will not achieve Krishna consciousness.
Sako, kad galima simti šitais mistiniais procesais tūkstančius metų, bet visai nepasieksi Krishna sąmonę.
So it's a fact, without the mercy of a pure devotee, you'll never achieve Krishna to them.
Taigi faktas, kad bet yra atsidavusi malonės, niekad nepasieksi Krishnos.
You can go on speculating or doing the yogic siddhis for millions of lifetimes and never realize God.
Gali spekuliuoti, įsigalvoti arba siekti mistinių galių, bet visieną Dievą nepasieksi.
So, if you want to realize God, you have to have a spiritual master. That's what it is to.
Jeigu nori suprasti Dievą, tu turi turėti dvasinį.
On your own power, you'll never do it.
Savo pastangomis, niekad to nepasieksi.
You need the mercy of a pure devotee.
Tau reikia tyro atsidavusio malonės.
That will save you.
Ir tai tave išgelbės.
Aš norėjau paklausti, ką daryti, buvo teorija, jinai nepaliečia to širdies, atrodo, kad turi lauktos aklavietės, aklygatvio, ir tik tada galėsi kreiptis tos pagalbos, būnant individualistų, tu pats ieškai to kelio. Tai atrodo, čia tiesiog laukti reikia, kol tada turi būti kažkoks sukreitimas ir kažkoks, kad tu jau tikrai suprasi, kad tu nežinai, kur važiuoti.
What to do in such a case that you understand the theoretically, but you in the heart not accepting, in only way it looks like to found that Krishna will send a big kick and then you start to do something. Or what to do?
Maybe I should give you a big kick right now.
Gal tau dabar reikėtų įspirti.
I might have hurt my foot.
Bet kojas šiandien
Yeah, it's like you know something is right, but you just can't do it.
Taip, būna taip, kad žinai, kad kažkas yra teisinga, bet daryti negali.
You're too tamasic. That's the problem. You're too tamasic.
Problema yra per didelė tamo būna.
Tamasic means postponing. Yes. Someday I will surrender.
Tamo būna reiškia atidėti.
It's like that song in Mexico.
Tokia daina Mexico yra.
Mañana. Mañana is good enough for me. Means tomorrow. Tomorrow I will find a guru and surrender. Tomorrow I will do.
Rytoj.
Today I will relax and enjoy. Tomorrow I will find a guru.
Šiandien biškiai pailsėsiu.
But there's also a song, Tomorrow Never Comes.
Tokia yra daina, kuri sako, rytojus niekad neateina.
So, you know, the time of death, but Krishna, I was planning to accept a guru.
Ir mirties akimirka sakysi, Krishna, aš tikrai turėjau planą priimti moktą.
I was planning on it, Krishna. I really meant, I was really sincere, I really wanted to, Krishna. Can't you take me back anyway?
Nu, tikrai nuoširdžiai norėjau, negalėčiau kaip nors.
Now, if you want to go back to Godhead and you don't take Sharva Bonafai Guru, you're not going to go back to Godhead. All there is to it. You will take birth again in the material world.
Yeah,
there's no doubt. You will. Until you learn how to take shelter of the Bonafide spiritual master, you must take birth after birth after birth in this material world. Krishna says, namang, what is that verse? Ye me bhakta jana parata, na me bhakta state janaha. One who is my devotee, he's not my devotee.
Krishna sako, tas, kuris galvoja, kad yra mano atsidavęs, jis jo nėra.
But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
Tas, kuris atsidavęs mano atsidavusiems.
So Krishna says, you're not my devotee.
Krishna sako, nesi mano atsidavęs.
Unless you become even tilak, Dodi, neck beads, still, Krishna says, you're not my devotee. Unless you're the devotee of my devotee, you're not my devotee. So how long will the masquerade go on? You see, the false show of being a devotee. If you're really a devotee, you'll take shelter of Krishna's devotee. Then you're really a devotee. Otherwise, it's the false show. It's not real, it's a false show.
Kitu atveju, tai tik tai show yra.
That's a good kick.
Tai geras spyris.
Okay. Yeah.
I love the philosophy,
but
it takes a lot of energy to put oneself in a very humble position. A
lot of energy?
Yeah, it takes a lot of mental stress.
It's very difficult for the mind to handle it.
Mes galime žodžiu filosofiją, bet protui labai sunku priimti nuolankę padėtį.
Take shelter of somebody and serve submissively. It's a lot of humility.
I can't muster that much humility. It's too much for me. I can't handle it. It's too much.
Per daug nuolankumų. Negaliu toks būti nuolankus.
That's what it is. Krishna wants us back with the full humility.
Krishna nori, kad mes grįžtume nuolankus.
Then we'll never fall.
Tada mes niekad nepulsim.
How to react to devotees who gossip about others or about me?
Kaip bendrauti su sudausiais, kurie pletkavoja apie kitus ir apie mane?
This reminds me of a question that one brahmachari named Ganesham Das Brahmachari asked Prabhupada.
Pamenu tokį patį panašų klausimą, Ganesham Das Brahmachari uždavė Šilai Prabhupadai.
That Ganesham Das Brahmachari later on became known as Bhakti Tirtha Swami.
Jisai vėliau tapo Bhakti Tirtha Swami.
He had a negro body, you see.
Jisai turėjo juodaodžio kūną.
And he moved into the temple, all these white boys. He was one black boy and all the white boys.
Bet keliavo į šventyklą, kur visi buvo baltaodžiai.
And he told Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada, they have this prejudice against blacks here in this temple here. They're prejudice against black people.
Ir Prabhupada sako, čia žmonės kažkaip nelabai gerai nusiteikia prieš juodaodžius.
Prabhupada didn't disagree with him that there was some prejudice.
Prabhupada neprieštaravo tam.
He said,
if you're disturbed by it, you are in the same caliber as they are.
Prabhupada sakė, jeigu tave tai neramina, tai tu esi tokio pat kalibro kaip ir jie.
So if you're disturbed by their gossip, then you're on the same level as they are. So get off the level, that level, the gossip. If you're disturbed by the gossip, you're also in the gossip level, the gossip consciousness level. So get off the gossip consciousness platform and come to the Krishna conscious platform. That's how to react. You're also a gossiper. Only gossipers are disturbed by gossip. So stop being a gossiper. Become a Vaishnava. And then you won't be disturbed by anything. Okay. Any questions coming in from the internet?
Okay.
Yeah.
Brangus mokytojau, mes kai jūsų vedami mes esam tikri grįšime į dvasinį pasaulį ir ten kai grįšime, kaip mus ten pasitiks, ar mes būsime tie kaliniai grįžę ar ligoniai ir bus karantinas kažkoks, ar mus priims kaip didvyrius, kurie pabuvę tokioje sunkioje vietoje, ar kaip Prabhupada sakė pro ne centrinės, bet kažkokias tai tarnybinės durys mus įvesite ir nieks neatkreips dėmesio, kad tai tiesiog grįžo.
Dear spiritual master, we truly believe that with your guidance we will come back to spiritual world, but my question is how it will be. We will come as some heroes, or we will come as some prisoners, or we will come from back doors. Maybe you will let us.
Who will come?
We.
How will you get in?
Yes.
You'll be greeted. You'll be greeted with great enthusiasm by the inhabitants of the spiritual world.
Tave pasitiks su dideliu entuziazmu dvasinio pasaulio gyventojai.
You know, to sneak in.
Nereikės ten prasmukti.
Be welcome. It'll be a wonderful welcome when you come in.
Labai gražiai pasitiks tave.
They've been missing you for a long time, I think.
Jau ilgą laiką ten tavęs pasilgo.
They've just been waiting. When will he come back?
Jau laukia, kada jis grįš.
You actually have associates in the spiritual world.
Taigi ten turi draugų.
Krishna has been missing you and your associates have also been missing you.
Krishna ir tavo draugai pasilgo tavęs.
So when you come back, it'll be a great festival.
Ir kai tu sugrįši, tai bus festivalis.
So why don't you go back?
Tai kada grįši?
Don't stay here now. You gotta go back.
Nelik čia, grįžk.
But how is one gonna go?
Question?
How one is gonna go back?
How do you go back?
Kaip grįši?
It's very simple. You said remember Krishna at the time of death.
Prisimink Krishna mirties akimirką ir viskas.
Krishna.
O kaip prisiminti Krishna?
Well, you have to practice now.
Nu, reikia dabar jau praktikuoti.
You have to always remember Krishna at every minute.
Turi visą laiką prisiminti Krishna.
And never forget Krishna.
Ir niekada jo nepamiršti.
So how do you do that?
Ir kaip tai daryti?
You have to do what pleases Krishna at every minute.
Turi daryti tai, kas patenkina Krishna kiekvieną.
And avoid those things that displease Krishna.
Ir nedaryti to, kas jam
patinka. At every minute.
Kiekvieną minutę.
Not starting tomorrow, but starting right now. What does Krishna want me to do? That's what you'd have to ask the question. I have to follow the instructions of Krishna. That's how I can remain absorbed in Krishna consciousness at every minute. The time of death is a very traumatic experience. Your mind will, you can't say, well, I'm just going to enjoy my senses now, but I'm just going to remember to chant Hare Krishna at the time of death. You won't be able to.
Nesugebėsi.
You have to practice Krishna consciousness right now.
Reikia praktikuoti Krishna sąmonę.
When your mind is clear.
Kol tavo protas dar
when your mind is sharp.
Kol aštrus.
when there's no heavy disturbances from the from your heart or from your lungs or from your brain, and different bodily organs are going out on you, you see.
Kol tu nepatiri tų mirties kančių, kada tavo skirtingi organai atsijunginėja.
While your senses are strong, you have to learn that art of how to always stay in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. This is why I'm regularly praying, even when I'm riding in the car, you know, between here and the ashram. I'm praying, Krishna, please bless me with pure devotion. Please, please, please bless me with pure devotion. So in this way, you see, by constantly being in that mood of begging Krishna for pure bhakti, feeling oneself very, very fallen, and just totally dependent on the mercy of Guru and Krishna, then you'll be able to remain absorbed in Krishna Smaranam at every minute. And when death comes, it'll just be a piece of cake. I spent 80 years practicing for this moment. Death is your big moment, you see. It's just, that's your big moment. That's your big moment. It's like somebody practices to do a recital on the stage, you know, in front of a whole student body. The whole semester they practice, whether it's singing or playing the piano, whatever it is. And finally the big moment comes, they get on the stage and all their practice pays off, you see. So you're practicing right now for that big moment. If you don't take the practice seriously, you're going to have trouble. You'll be fumbling at the last minute. Your mind will go somewhere else besides the Krishna. And you will take birth again in this material world. So if you want to actually qualify yourself to get out of the cycle of birth and death, you have to seriously cultivate pure bhakti at every minute. And then it'll be very easy to remember Krishna. Just like death will be just, I go to sleep and I wake up with Krishna.
It'll
be that easy if you train yourself now. Do not postpone your training. Begin it, if you haven't already begun it seriously, now begin it very seriously right now at 7:35 p.m. on October, what is it? Huh? What is the date?
7th.
October 7th. 7:35 p.m. October 7th in 2015. At that moment, I resolve that from now on, at every minute, I will cultivate pure bhakti as my only necessity of life.
Jeigu iki šiol nebuvote rimti savo praktikoje, tai nuo 2015 metų spalio 7 dienos po 7:35 pradėkite rimtai praktikuoti.
So on that note, we will stop here.
Čia ir sustosiu.
Thank you very much.
Labai ačiū.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.